Blog Talk Radio.
His heart and yours are one.
and you're all washed out, 'cause it rained on your parade. Seems nobody cares about you anyway. Now you're living your life like a castaway. Search for strength inside, was it all in vain? 'Cause the deeper you dig, you find more and more pain. Don't let your tomorrow be like yesterday, 'cause I spoke to God, I called out your name, and on your behalf, I just asked if he would be there for you. Never have to live a lie, never have to wonder why, never want for nothing, you're always satisfied in the peace that his arms will provide. He will erase any guilt or shame, any bad habit you got, you won't want to do them again. Yes, we all can change, I can testify. See, I spoke to God. sure could be a lot worse. Just be blessed. Let him do a work in you. Hey, be blessed. Be blessed.
Hello, welcome to Prolific Fire. I'm your humble host, Prophet Stacy. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody, for joining me on tonight. I pray that you will be tremendously blessed by the word of the Lord that goes forth on tonight. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for everybody under the sound of my voice, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for your people assembling here together tonight, Lord God, to hear your word, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that deliverance will take place on tonight, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that repentance will take place on tonight, Lord God. I pray and I thank you, Lord God, that it's going to come to pass, that there will be change on tonight, Lord God. Significant change in your people on tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And for that, Lord God, I give you honor and praise. Now, Lord, I ask that you set me down, Lord God, and that you stand up mightily in me, in the name of Jesus. Amen. My foundational text for tonight comes from Genesis 38, verses 11 through 19. Also, I will be skipping down to read verse 24, 25, and 26 from the NIV. And the title of tonight's message is Again. The title of tonight's message is Again. Background info about the text. Tamar had been married twice to two brothers, both of which were Judah's sons, and both sons were now deceased. Tamar, now a widow two times over, finds hope when her father-in-law seems to, at first glance, promise her that if she would live in her father's house as a widow until his youngest son, Shelah, grows up, she would be given to him as his wife. But the Bible reveals what he's really thinking, unbeknownst to Tamar, of course. Picking up in verse 11, Judah then said to his daughter-in-law Tamar, "Live as a widow in your father's household until my son Shelah grows up." But he thought he may die too, just like his brothers. So Tamar went to live in her father's household. The Amplified Bible says, "Then Judah said to Tamar, his daughter-in-law, 'Remain a widow at your father's house till Shelah, my youngest son, is grown.' But he thought, 'Lest perhaps if Shelah should marry her, he would die also, as his brothers did.' So Tamar went and lived in her father's house." Verse 12, after a long time, Judah's wife, the daughter of Shua, died. When Judah had recovered from his grief, he went up to Timnah to the men who were shearing his sheep, and his friend Hara, the Adullamite, went with him. When Tamar was told, "Your father-in-law is on his way to Timnah to shear his sheep," she took off her widow's clothes, covered herself with a veil to disguise herself, and then sat down at the entrance of Enam, which is on the road to Timnah. For she saw that though Shelah, Judah's son, had now grown up, she had not been given to him as his wife. When Judah saw her, he thought she was a prostitute, for she had covered her face. Not realizing she was his daughter-in-law, he went over to her by the roadside and said, "Come now, let me sleep with you." "And what will you give me to sleep with you?" she asked. "I'll send you a young goat from my flock," he said. "Give me something as a pledge until you send it," she asked. He said, "What pledge should I give you?" "Your seal in his cord and the staff in your hand," she answered. So he gave them to her and slept with her, and she became pregnant by him. Skipping down to verse 19. After she left, she took off her veil and put on her widow's clothes again. And from that point, that's why I got tonight's title, Again. After she left, she took off her veil and put on her widow's clothes again. Verse 24. About 3 months later, Judah was told, "Your daughter-in-law Tamar is guilty of prostitution, and as a result, she is now pregnant." Judah said, "Bring her out and have her burned to death." 25. As she was being brought out, she sent a message to her father-in-law. "I'm pregnant by the man who owns these," she said. And she added, "See if you recognize whose seal and coin and staff these are." 26. Judah recognized them and said, "She is more righteous than I, since I wouldn't give her my son Shelah." And he did not sleep with her again. And there's tonight's title again. It's the word again. From the Message Bible, Judah said, he saw they were his. He said, "She's in the right. I'm in the wrong. I wouldn't let her marry my son Shelah." He never slept with her again. Tamar played by the rules. She did just what her father-in-law asked of her. She went to live at her father's house until Shelah, Judah's son, grew up. Shelah, the young man Tamar mistakenly believed would be her next husband when he was all grown up. So Tamar played by the rules. For years, she remained a widow in her father's house, waiting for Shelah to grow up, waiting for her blessing to be of age, waiting for the appropriate time. But years later, when she looked and saw that, though Shelah had grown up, she had not been given to him as his wife, Tamar felt like she had been jilted. Have you ever felt like you've been jilted? Tamar felt she had been jilted, cheated out of what was promised to her. And as the old saying goes, "Lord, help a woman scorned." Tamar took off her widow's clothes, disguised herself, and waited for the man she felt cheated her along the roadside of Timnah. She sat there waiting for Judah, her father-in-law. The text says, Tamar took off her widow's clothes, meaning she removed that which identified her as a widow. Somebody on tonight, you can relate to Tamar. You've lived your life by the rules. You believed the Bible and was banking on the promises of God until you lived your life by the rules. You believed the Bible and was banking on the promises of God until God didn't do what you thought he should do for you. When you thought he should do it. God didn't do for you what you thought he should have in the timing that you thought he should have. Now, like Tamar, you have removed that which identified you a certain way. You have distanced yourself from the church and tried to remove everything that would identify you as saved. You have distanced yourself from the church and tried to remove everything that would identify you as saved. Galatians 5, verse 7 and 8 from the Contemporary English Version. You were doing so well until someone made you turn from the truth. You were doing so well until someone made you turn from the truth. And that person was certainly not sent by the one who chose you. Do not allow that person you want, but don't have, such as a husband or a wife, turn you away from God. Do not allow that person you want, but don't have, such as a husband or a wife, turn you away from God. But that's exactly what you're doing, because God has yet to give you that husband, that wife, that child, that nice house, that job promotion that you are believing him for. Like Tamar, you have decided to take matters into your own hands. And like Tamar, you have decided to take matters into your own hands. Feeling jilted, cheated, like you've been waiting too long, you have reverted back to your old ways. It's sad, but somebody on tonight, you have reverted back to your old ways. And God sent me here tonight on Blog Talk Radio just for you. You have reverted back to your old ways. Again, doing something you will regret. again, which is the title of tonight's message. Doing things you used to do before Christ was a part of your life. Your con artist ways have returned. Your con artist ways have returned. Deceiving, lying, and being downright conniving. You are determined to get what you want one way or another. You are determined to get what you want one way or another. And I hear in my spirit, you better count up the cost. While you are determined to do what you're doing, you better count up the cost. And for now, it seems to be working. And for now, your plan, those things that you are doing, it seems to be working. Your social life has picked up. You have more money than you've had in a while. But is it worth it? I'm asking somebody on tonight, but is it worth it? Mark 8, verses 36 and 37 from the Amplified. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his life in the eternal kingdom of God? For what can a man give as an exchange, a compensation, a ransom in return for his blessed life in the eternal kingdom of God? Somebody, you don't realize it, but your life is already blessed. Your life is already blessed. So why forfeit your place in God, trying to, through your own questionable means, have what others have? Why would you risk your place in God trying to have what others have? Is it really worth it on tonight? Deception never pays. Listen closely. Deception never pays, but it always repays. Deception never pays, but it always repays. In other words, you will get back what you've sown somehow, some way. You will get back what you have sown. In the text, things seem to work out for Tamar as well, but at what cost? About 3 months later, the text says, Judah was told his daughter-in-law was guilty of prostitution, and as a result, she is pregnant. And what does he say? He said, bring her out and have her burned to death. Tamar almost lost her life and the lives of her unborn twins. See Genesis 38 and verse 27. God is calling you out tonight because he knows the way you're behaving is not the real you, but a disguise. God is calling you out tonight. Whoever you are, God is calling you out tonight because he knows the way that you have been behaving, that's not the real you, but a disguise. It's just a matter of time before the consequences catch up with you. It is just a matter of time before the consequences catch up with you. Is hell, eternal damnation, separation from God really worth it just to have it your way? Is hell, eternal damnation, separation from God really worth it just to have it your way? Your life is not a Burger King order. Your life is not a Burger King order, but it is supposed to be directed and in order with God. If you let God direct you, you won't have to worry about the burn that will occur later. Tamar was a widow two times over. She knew well how it felt to be alone, without, and in need of sexual intimacy, in need of companionship. Tamar knew well the shame of being childless and the deep emotional pain of feeling like less than a woman because of it. Tamar knew well how it felt to have her life reach a dead end and then be assigned widow's clothes, to be assigned, to be labeled a certain way. Who is God talking to on tonight? Who is God talking to on tonight? I pray you receive this message. Tamar knew how it felt to get impatient in the waiting. Many of us do. We know how it feels to get impatient in the waiting, to see what she wanted, who she wanted, but didn't receive. The text says in verse 14, Tamar took off her widow's clothes, covered herself with a veil to disguise disguised herself. And in verse 19, the text says, after she had left from sleeping with her father-in-law, after she had left, she took off her veil and put on her widow's clothes again. Somebody on tonight, like Tamar, you are living a double life. Most days you don't mind being labeled, identified a certain way, labeled a widow or a widower, identified as saved, celibate, and waiting, etc. But then there are those days when your flesh wins out. If you're honest, you will admit there are days when your flesh wins out. And with an attitude that's less than godly, you decide you are tired of waiting for nothing. You are tired of waiting for nothing, and you will take matters into your own hands. And you call that person that's been waiting on you to fall, because you have somebody in your life and they're waiting for you to fall. And on those days when your flesh is weak, what do? You call that person that's waiting on you to fall. You call that person you've had your eyes on. Living 90% saved and tithing the other 10% of your flesh to the devil just won't work. Living 90% saved and tithing the other 10% of your flesh to the devil just won't work. Live like that and you will end up doing something you regret again. The pull is just too great. The pull on tonight is just too great. Do not give the devil a way to defeat you. Somebody on tonight, please do not give the devil a way to defeat you. Ephesians 4, verse 27 from the New Century Version. God says, tell my people to stop tithing 10% of themselves to the devil. Stop tithing 10% of themselves to the devil. Here he's not talking about your money. He's not calling the church a devil for somebody. I need to make that clear. He's not telling you to stop tithing to your church. He's not calling the church a devil. But he means stop giving part of yourself that belongs to him to the devil. You're supposed to be 100% Christian. Stop dividing your time, your attention. God says, tell my people to stop tithing 10% of themselves to the devil. Although it may not look like it, the pull is just too great. The devil studied Judas until he discovered his weakness. The devil studied Judas until he discovered his weakness. And through that opening, the devil used Judas to get back at Jesus. And the devil is studying you too. You can't risk having just a little sex to get what you want. Hear me all tonight. You can't risk having just a little sex to get what you want. First of all, there is no such thing as just a little sex. And in 2016, there's too much risk attached to sex. STDs, not to mention you're on the wrong side of things with God, and you need to repent. It is too risky. You can't risk just having a little sex to get what you want. You can't afford to not be who you are, not even for a little while. You can't afford to not be who you are, not even for a little while. The Lord has need of you, just as you are. That's why certain things has been purposefully tied to your life, your identity. You can't afford to do like Tamar, to sit and wait you can't afford to sit and wait on the one who wronged you just to pay them back. You can't afford to sit by the roadside, to sit and wait on that person that wronged you just to pay them back. Did not God say, vengeance is mine to repay? Romans 12 and 19, Deuteronomy 32 and 35. Again, remember tonight's text. Tamar almost lost her life and the life of her unborn twins, Genesis 38 and 27, in her attempt to make right what she felt she was wrong. Where she felt she was wrong. Taking matters into your own hands is always risky. Taking matters into your own hands is always risky. That's what I'm trying to get you to see tonight. Taking matters into your own hands is always risky. And you must ask yourself, is it really worth it? Is it really worth it? God says, Some of you are acting out because you were wronged. God says some of you are acting out because you were wronged, and you do deserve an apology. Emotionally, you need that apology. You need closure. In the text, Judah did admit his wrong. In the text, Judah did admit he was wrong. Genesis 38, verse 26 from the Message Bible, he said, "She is in the right. I'm in the wrong. I wouldn't let her marry my son, Shelah." Beloved, just because Tamar got the closure she needed, that doesn't mean you will. I pray to God that you do, but that doesn't mean that you will. Just because Tamar got the closure she needed, that doesn't mean you will. I beg of you, let God handle it. I beg of you tonight, let God handle it. Get your flesh back in check before you do something you will regret again. Get your flesh back in check before you do something you will regret again. Ephesians 4, 21 through 23 NIV. When you heard about Christ and were taught in him, in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. Your old self is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. And verse 23 says, to be made new in the attitude of your minds. When you fail to renew your mind to the truth and the ways of Christ, your mind will take on an attitude that is out of this world. When you fail to renew your mind to the truth and the ways of Christ, your mind will take on an attitude that is out of this world. Daily, you should be talking to your flesh. Daily, you should be trying to talk your flesh out of something it wants to do. Daily, you should be talking your flesh out of something it wants to do. Don't just give in to every ungodly urge, thought, desire, idea just because you feel justified. Don't give in to what your flesh is telling you to do just because you feel justified. Living holy has nothing to do with being right. Living holy has nothing to do with being right and everything to do with honoring the righteousness of God. Every time the devil tells you, get back at them, you say, it's not my place to get back at them. God says vengeance is mine and he will repay. Every time the devil tells you, sleep with them to get what you want, you say, if I delight myself in the Lord, he promises to give me the desires of my heart. You say my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, a temple, not an outhouse to be used. Your body is a temple and not an outhouse to be used. God lives in you. Somebody remember that God lives in you. Your body is a temple, not an outhouse to be used. Study the word. Know the word so that when the devil comes at you, tempting you to do something you will regret again, you can resist. The Bible says resist the devil and he will flee. Let's repent. Let's repent on tonight. And for those not saved, let's get saved. Repeat after me. Father God, have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin, for I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. Create in me a pure heart, O God, every new a steadfast spirit within me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. In Jesus' name, amen. You need a willing spirit in order to be sustained, in order to be kept. You need a willing spirit. A willing spirit. You have to want to be sustained before God will sustain you. If there's anyone on the phone lines via Blog Talk Radio needing specific prayer on tonight, I would be glad to pray with you. Just press 1. If you're on the phone lines, Design Prayer, press 1. Once again, thank you, everybody, for taking the time to join me on tonight. I truly appreciate it. And I pray, I know this was a hard word, but I pray that it releases you, that you change, and that you just go on from there, because God forgives, God knows, and he sent me after you tonight because he wants to see you do better. I see there are no prayer requests on tonight. But however, if throughout the week you need prayer or private consultation, you can always call or text 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or email prolificfire@gmail.com. Prolificfire@gmail.com. Want to know more about this ministry? If you do, visit the ministry's website, prolificfireministry.com. And join me, please join me next Monday, same place, same time. And the message will be facing rejection, because Prolific Fire is a ministry that deals with real issues. The motto being Prolific Fire, seeking to help you where you hurt. Songs played on tonight via Blog Talk Radio were This Too Shall Pass by Yolanda Adams and Be Blessed by Yolanda Adams. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at Prolific Fire. Follow me on Periscope at Prolific Fire. Like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Until next Monday, God bless. I love you all. Good night.